Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia Tech, my goodness, everybody beefs up the pep rally. We're having a pep rally out here, and the music's really loud. Oh, they got the Yellow Jacket out there. Uh-oh, we got the Yellow Jacket out here dancing in the middle of the whole thing, and honey, you on the radio show with me yet? No, she hadn't made it. Wish I had my camera. I'd take some pictures of it, but it looks like we got a couple Georgia Tech guys here. Are y'all like in charge of the pep rally and everything?
Who wants to take a picture with us?
staff here for all the setup. What do you expect to happen tonight? Is there going to be a bunch of people come out and get the pep rally?
Yeah, that's basically what happens everybody night here at the Amazon.
Okay. Well, they got a give me game. We're going to be up there tomorrow, checking the tailgating, and we're excited to be here. We're Republican superstars, by the way. Nice to meet you there. Well, we're going to hang out here for a little while. We got Mr. Yellow Jacket done showed up. He's out here with the kids dancing around. And we're hoping the whole crowd will come out.
I'm glad.
Uh-oh, little Georgia Tech bee has got a little baby bee.
Come on, Pat, bring the children over to meet Buzz for the first time. He's ready. Bring him on over. Come on over, kids, and dance with Buzz.
You know how every party starts out, everybody standing on the wall, kind of looking at it, want to get involved.
Come on over and dance.
I'm sure in a few minutes, everybody's going to jump up and get in there. Uh-oh, party rock, y'all. Hey, give Buzz five. Buzz, no pun intended.
You don't want to meet him? You don't want to meet Buzz?
Yeah, okay, it's about having a whole lot of fun.
He's my favorite bastard. He's a fun guy. You want to walk over there with me?
Hey, here comes somebody. Look, I don't know who that is.
You want to meet us? Wow! Did you just put your mom in a wheelbarrow and talk
back? Oh, they're showing a wheelbarrow out here. Man, folks, college station is so nice. Good Lord.
He's ready. Let's see what you got. Go! Wow, Buzz did a cartwheel. Get you my throw yours. Throw yours.
Buzz jumped in somebody over there. Buzz trying to play it off now.
He's right there. Hey, hello.
I don't know who came up with that song, but that's the coolest song in the whole world.
Oh, don't be afraid, guy. He's cool. He's a fun character. Say hello. There you go. Say cheese. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here. I'm coming.
Uh-oh. Is that the team or somebody? Oh, shoot, the team.
They are here.
Oh, the marching band. Hell yeah. Now, folks, let's get ready for some tailgating action right here. We got the marching band coming up here in just a minute.
There you go.
And we can hear them. Do I need to get out of the way? I guess they're coming through here. Right there. Oh, okay. Oh, that's why she was doing that. Okay. Here comes the Georgia Tech marching band. Here they come, the cheerleaders. Here we go. Yeah!
Georgia Tech fans, make some noise right now!
Yeah! What's up, Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech in the house! Now, folks, if you got your Miller Lite or your Bud Light, you got a little mixed drink, it's time to crank it up and tip it up, because we're getting ready to rock the house with a whole lot of tailgate noise. Get ready for the Georgia Tech Marching Band and all the cheerleaders. Oh, the people coming up in the house now. Whole lot of GT standing around here. All right, Georgia Tech in the house.
Once again, Tech fans, make some noise right now.
All right, folks, you know the game now. When they play a whole song, you got to drink one beer during the song. It's got to be completely gone by the time it's done. Let's go, Jackets.
Come on, Tech fans, put your hands together. Clap, 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 clap.
All right, they're getting ready to rock out.
So much fun.
Reload, get you another drink. We're getting ready to go again. Hit the barbecue superstar beer night out. Go Tech. Thank you. Trying to do with the women, do it out front. We got five beautiful young ladies out there just dancing up a storm. Georgia Tech doing their thing today. Each one of them women's going to get a lawyer or a doctor that makes at least $500,000 a year. Many years in a row.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, my loudest and craziest fan right now is going to get a t-shirt. So if you can make some noise, I'm coming out here to you. Who can be the loudest? Let me hear you.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Try this out.
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear you.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, it's football season, y'all. But shit, happy with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise.
Got a big barbecue guy over here. He's gonna win it for
him. Congratulations!
All right, our side won. We're going in the middle.
All right, where are my kids? All of my kids, a lot of kids right now. Make some noise!
Make some noise for your college football team, folks. Now, doesn't matter who you're for. Let's get in the spirit of football. College football for all the spirits at. Let me hear it for your team right now. It don't matter where you're at. You love a college fan, football team. Let's make some noise for them right now. Come on, Darren. I know you're listening.
Wait a minute. I got a couple of people back here. What about back here? Let me hear you.
Yeah. Uh-oh. My son got involved in it. What's up, bud?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a little bit of trivia for you.
Oh, here we go.
Since we have the band out here, Frank Yellow Jacket.
1845. Abraham Lincoln down here.
I mean, anyone can tell me. Run over. Come on. Who knows? Huh? Anybody know? Okay, I'm making multiple choice for you.
Adam and Eve. Adam left Eve.
1910 or 1916? One of the three. Whoever comes over and tells me the correct answer will get the...
Uh-oh. That's just close. I thought it was 1908, 1955, 1985.
The first official band.
They had an unofficial one for 10 years, but the official band. Now, there's a young man out here. Little old skinny guy.
That is correct. It is 1910 from the website.
1910.
There you go, man. You guys have me beat by like 30, so you're right, 1908. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next question. Let's see, where do we want to go? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to know if this one is sounds a hard one, but let's just see who can name Georgia Tech's top three rivals right now.
Clemson, Florida State,
come on.
And
who's Georgia's rival?
Clemson, Florida State, Georgia.
That is awesome. Georgia.
Oh, Virginia Tech, Clemson, and Georgia. Okay. Oh, Clemson got these guys this year.
Now, for my next contest, I want to know who's the best dancer out here in Atlantic Station. If you think you can dance, come on over here, Bobby.
Definitely the skinny guy in the band right there. Get on out there, dude. We didn't want to, man. Yeah, there's a poor skinny guy back here. He's got two cymbals in his hands. And bless his heart, his whole job for today's activities is to hold that up so they can beat the cymbal. Now, dude, you're getting treated like Rodney over here. Get him a job. Get him a real job.
Right there, Rodney. Let's see if you can. All right, let's give them a simple one. Let them follow you. Let's see if they keep up with you, all right? Go out here right now with the ladies.
Oh. Go ahead, girl. Let's go.
All right, let's see it.
Dancing with the Stars.
Now,
first, they got five little kids out here with the five big-time dancers, and they're out here doing their thing, trying to win a contest. Hats off to two of them, man. They're really out there throwing it as hard as they can. Uh-oh, Mick Jagger, baby.
That is hilarious. Come on, you gotta follow the door.
Yeah, they got these five girls out there doing a good job, and they're all dancing hard. Oh, we got a little baby in the middle now. All right. That's what it's all about. It's about family, man. Man, you know, for dancing, them girls got some long hair.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? What do you think? You guys are going to be the judge. Do you think it's right here? What about right here?
No, it's big for on the end right there.
What about right here?
Yeah!
Right here! do me a favor. Stop that song. Play the next song. I just want to see what he's going to do. I got to see what he's going to do. Let's see your moves. Come on. Give me some.
All right, little man fixing to go off right here. He's got the solo dance going. All right. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Still with him, man.
I'm going to follow you.
He's going to move like Jagger. Oh, we got this young man out here tearing it up.
Here you go. Congratulations. Good job.
By the way, he's got Carolina colors on, in case anybody wants to know. He'll be Georgia.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be doing this right here each and every Friday before our Saturday game. Don't forget, we will have shuttle greetings from right here at Atlantic Station heading over to the game, so you can get to ride right here. Also on Sunday, September the 16th at 1 p.m., our Georgia Tech volleyball team takes on Georgia State. The match will take place there on TV Gymnasium. Also, head coach Paul Johnson will be at the Hudson Grill in Midtown Wednesday, September the 19th at 7 p.m. for the 790 a.m. radio call-in show.
Georgia Tech
right
moving out of the community,
this
man.
Friday at 7 p.m.
Oh, dude. Coach is going to come out and meet the fans. Man, right, they're getting out of the community with it.
All on you. Let's give them one more time for our Georgia Tech fan, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right, well, this is Harold Barbecue Superstar. We're going to move all his beer night out. You know, we're going to have to throw us a little party tonight. I got to get back to the room so I can get to the switchboard. But we're in downtown Atlanta. We just hung out with the Georgia Tech marching band and the Georgia Tech dancers and Buzz and the Georgia Tech Gold Rush. Very nice looking ladies right there. And, they're dancing up the storm, and man, Carolina needs to get something going now. They might have something, I guess. I've never heard of it, but I wish they would do something similar. I think I'll jump in there and take part of all the activities, and somebody, the coach, is going to go down there to that restaurant and hang out, and a lot of the community will be able to come out and meet the coach, and of course, Steve Spurrier, I've been around him a couple times, and he comes out of the community, and the only thing about Steve Spurrier is, you know, what he says is probably more important than what Nikki Haley says, and everybody's listening to Coach Spurrier about stuff, and folks, he says that he feels like college football players ought to get paid. I'm going to have to concur with him, because, you know, these guys, they don't get a lot, not able to work. They got to play football, got to practice all the time. And they need to get paid, you know, a little $5,000, $10,000, something like that. So at night, they get hungry, they can buy something to eat, you know. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's just part of life right there. And you hear about all these guys getting in trouble. Stole a computer, stole a thing, did something else, and all this stuff. They starve to death. It's beer night out on Barbecue Superstars. I want everybody to have a good time. Forget about your corporate job. Put down your worries and your concerns. And let's have a good time on Friday night. Let's enjoy ourselves. Now, down in Decatur, Alabama, they got a contest going on right now. And we want to make a big shout-out to everybody in Decatur. We know our main man, Danny Kugel, is down there in Decatur competing this week. Good luck, Danny, and I hope you win another grand. Danny Cooper's got an online barbecue school, Pitbull's Up in Smoke online barbecue school, folks. And it is a fantastic opportunity for you to raise your game and do better than you've ever done. And he can put you in the top 10. If you landed in the bottom 40, you know, 20 and below, take Pitbull's Up in Smoke online barbecue school, and you can get yourself in the top 10. A lot more awful. And he knows his stuff. He's got a great process. He's won a lot of contests. And Danny Kugel knows what he's doing when it comes to barbecue. And we might have a caller calling in at 7:30, Baxter's Original Woods. And Baxter's Original has got a contest going on right now. I'm hoping my wife has made it to the room so she can let him in. Baxter's Original is a Georgia company. They carry 20 or 30 different kinds of woods. And folks, when you're cooking that good barbecue, what wood you use makes a lot of difference. And, you know, start off with hickory, and then you move to a fruit wood. And hickory will get the smoke ring in there, but then the fruit wood will finish the cook so the hickory doesn't get too strong, but it'll put another spin on that good barbecue flavor, folks. And that's what Baxter Original Woods is all about. It's about putting in that extra fruit flavor that will make your barbecue just stand out against the competition. I'm going to have to get out and look because I'm awful close to this truck right here. Man, I tell you, my F-150 is long.
Oh, I still got 6 foot. I just want to make sure. I don't want to hit nobody.
We don't want to have no hit and run on the radio. Back another foot or two. I might be able to make it turn now. And we're going to get up out of this parking lot. Man, I tell you, Atlantic Station is just one heck of a nice place. New everything. New restaurants. New, of course, most of it, Atlanta in general, is all new and all good. And okay, I'm going to come this way.
Hello, Daryl.
Hey,
Daryl, can you hear me? Okay,
yeah,
we got your caller. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm coming up there.
I have. I've let him in. I was having problems with my phone. So go ahead, 770.
Daryl, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's good to hear from you. What you doing tonight?
I'm having a beer.
I heard that. It's beer night out on Barbecue Superstars now. Yeah, no, I'm the guest now. It's Budweiser, isn't it?
It is a variety of the Anheuser-Busch family. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. So which one are you drinking right now?
Natural Light, buddy.
Natural Light. That's good because I've done with Miller Light. I can't help it. There's something magic about Miller Light, and I know, honey, you don't like it, but those 16-ounce cans, they just drive me crazy. And what you drinking out of? You got just a regular 12-ounce can, or which one you got?
Yeah, we got the regular ones. I am having to stay on point and focused these days with all that we got going on. So I'm going to be very limited, but I've been allowed to have a few.
I'm in the process of driving, and I'm not appreciating this beer conversation because I am in for one right now.
Man, that sounds begging. We understand that you might have a new baby coming up, and I want to talk about that for just a few minutes.
Sure. Yes, the wife and I are expecting our
–
what's
enter
that?
Ticket with the master.
Okay,
thank
here we go. Folks, I put my ticket to get out of the parking lot in the wrong way, and the attendant had to bounce over there and straighten it up for me. I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. But she come in, and, honey, I swear to God, she messed it up. She put it in wrong, honey. Well, anyway, let's talk about Baxter's Original Woods now. I know you got a full line of woods, and a lot of people don't realize what kind of variety and how long and deep you get on it. And let's start off and talk about just some of the different varieties that you have.
Yeah, I mean, that's right, Daryl, and we've talked about it with you once before in the past, and I appreciate you having us back on. We carry a lot of woods. Some of the most popular among the competitive cooks is going to be our peach wood, our pecan wood. A lot of cooks use our cherry wood and our hickory wood, especially when on their beef, on their briskets at the competitions. Apple, maple, But then we also have a lot of other woods that are, you know, mainly for experimental purposes, or, you know, if you have a specific dish that you're trying to play around with. Like you said, we carry about 22 different types of wood on a regular basis. Some of them come and go, you know, as availability, but we've got about 15 that are always in stock and always popular, all the way from chips for your Weber in the backyard, up to short logs and chunks for the competitive cooks. So.
Now, you know, on a lot of the amateur Food Network shows where, you know, they're really not barbecue champions, but they've got the connections to get on there and be the barbecue I think I can cook type person. They always talk about soaking your chips in water before you cook them, and how do you stand on that?
Well, I mean, it's an age-old debate. The reason that the smoke in the woods in water came around, obviously, is to keep, you know, flare-ups down. You want more smoke. You don't want a flame on there. But our woods are not kiln dried. You know, they haven't been through a process to have all of the moisture removed. So, you know, I've tried it out. I've soaked chunks for, you know, a day or 2 days and gone back and split the wood again, see what type of penetration you're getting. And in my opinion, it's minimal. I don't recommend that you soak our chunks before you use them. I think they're fine like they are. However, some people do soak in, you know, things other than water. I know some cooks that soak them in, you know, different types of liquor or juices and things like that, you know.
Clear the board. Stop the music. Stop the truck. I'm at the stop sign. Now, you said they soak wood in liquor?
That's correct. That's correct. And we actually offer some woods that we personally soak through a whiskey base before we sell them. Right now on our current website, the only one that would be available is our whiskey-soaked almond. But I'm going to let Aaron, who's on the phone with us as well, he's come on with us. He's going to be our director of marketing and also customer relations. He's in the process of constructing us our new website, and we'll actually have several woods available that we ourselves have soaked in whiskey. So.
Now, it's beer night and whiskey night out. Okay, I'm going to change the name. I own this, so I'm going to change the name. We are talking about soaking wood in whiskey, and I'm going to tell you, whiskey goes with barbecue. Whiskey does something to the meat that nothing else can do. It does something to barbecue sauces. And these guys, I've never heard of this before. You know, I've been doing this for a while, been digging and everything. So tell us a little more about the whiskey-soaked wood.
Go ahead, Michael. No, you go ahead. You got it.
What we're doing is we're taking a certain variety of our woods. We're going to offer peach, cherry, pecan, and we'll offer them in the chips and the chunks. But actually what we've done is after we've cut down to specifications of the chip or the chunk, they're going to go into a sealed glass vat. It's just basically a big carboil. And they're going to spend about a month in a bath of whiskey that gets rotated on pretty much a daily basis before they come out. And then they will be just dried to the touch, wrapped in the burlap sacks, and shipped out to you. So,
well, let me ask this question now. Is there any way you guys would offer an ice cube-sized chunk of wood that we could get some Coke, and if you get a little Jack Daniel-soaked wood, you know, we could put those chunks in the Coke and then kick it back and knock it up. Now, how would that work?
And watch out for the splinters. Watch out for the splinters.
Well, I'll tell you what now. Barbecue's getting deep. This is hell yeah. I love this now. I never heard nothing like this before. And now, you got to let us in. What kind of whiskey are you using? It's a whiskey base?
It is. We use actually a Canadian whiskey. And it's cut half and half with water.
Wow, now them Canadians know how to drink too, so.
Well, you got to cut it half and half because we have to drink the other half while soaking it. I mean, good thing. You can't use the whole bottle just for the wood chips.
Now, honey, fill us up a cup right quick as I feel another Miller Lite 16 ounce coming on. And if you look right down there, you'll see where you can fill it up at. And let's all drink one on the whiskey-soaked wood. Now, folks, Baxter's Original. This is an original. Barbecue Superstars knows a lot about barbecue and knows a lot of companies across the country. And I hate to say it, Fruit of Wood Drunks, you can't touch this. I know you're everywhere and you're in everything and all that, but you need to step up and step out because Baxter's done did it to you. I just got to ask now, how long do you let it soak in the whiskey?
We're looking at about a month is what we've seemed to be the optimum soaking period for it. When you soak it in the alcohol like that, you do get penetration into the core of the wood a lot faster than you do with just water. About a month, and you got about a 75% penetration on our tongue and pretty much 100% on the chips.
Man, that is just amazing. Well, I know you got a contest going on now, and you're about to become a father once again, and we just wanted to hear about what the contest is all about.
All right, well, this is our first child, first of all, let me give a huge shout out to the wife. It's amazing to see what goes on with this. So, but we got a contest running on Facebook right now, and I want everybody to go to it. What it is guess the baby, win a prize, a carnival type deal. You go on there and leave your comment. I want you to pick what day and what time. And the person closest to it is going to win a great prize pack from us. It's going to have a variety of woods for you to choose from. We're going to have a couple of sauces from Big Butts Barbecue Sauce out of Cyrene, Wisconsin. Tom Porter, I mean, it's delicious sauce. If you've never tried it, it's going to just floor you. It's great stuff. We're also going to include some of his rubs in there. So you're going to get a great gift pack. And what I decided before we came on the show, I'm glad you invited me on. It's like when we started this today, you know, it was kind of just a funny, you know, funny thing to do on Facebook. But we've gotten a tremendous amount of traction. We've had a lot of people that, you know, well wishes for the baby and for the wife, of course. But you know, free stuff is always good. So we've had a lot of response to it. So if we reach 100 people. Between now and the time the baby's coming, I'm actually going to give out two gift boxes to the two closest folks.
Simreed, are y'all from a foreign country? Or?
Yeah, very foreign.
Germany. Hey, now I'm in the elevator with these German guys. Say hey, we're on the radio.
Hey, Wood Radio.
Hey, Wood Radio.
Hey, we got these German guys. We got a German band in the. We ain't drinking none. We all right, man. All right, y'all too.
Good talk.
They're called Sin Biscuit or something. They're from over in Hamburg, man. You guys got, there's about 20 people outside. You must have a hell of a night going on. But anyway, go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you when you talk about your contest. Go ahead.
No, we're running the contest on Facebook. You know, get in there, give your time or your predictions on sometime in the next few days when the kid's coming out. Give me a date and a time. Winner's getting a great gift pack. Sauces, rubs, wood.
Well, you know, now, just give me a general area about roundabout when the child's supposed to be born.
The child is overdue.
Oh, he's overdue. Okay.
We are officially overdue.
And the date right now is the 14th. Now, everybody out there, get out your moon calendar. Let's see if we can go to Google right quick. And now, there is something to be said for roots pulling loose from the ground, from wood splitting easier, and all these other things happening. And it's definitely true in childbirth, and when the moon is the fullest within the next few days, I predict that that's when she'll have the baby. Now, we're pulling this up right now. It might take a minute. Now, something I don't understand is, why are the barbecue guys everywhere? My God, I haven't been on one page that the barbecue guys haven't got a full page ad. Okay, September, new moon, September 16th.
Full moon September 30th. So it'll be nothing 2 days from now, but on the 30th, it'll be a full moon. So I predict it'll be at least past the next 2 days until the moon starts getting larger. And, okay, I got my wife here, and I want to get
my,
her involved
my prediction
in this.
My prediction is already in. It's going to happen Tuesday at 5:35 a.m. I mean, there's no way around it.
Now, Tuesday is how many days from now? That's
So everybody else is already lost. You just don't know yet.
Okay, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 4 days. So that'll be 2 days after the 16th. My God, he might have something there.
He might be onto something.
Now, if I say Tuesday at 5:36 a.m., is that cheating? Or is that the
no, that's right? Jeopardy style. That's Jeopardy style. I have to give it up to you. But that means it's definitely going to be at 5:34 a.m.
And Daryl, that's actually what this contest has turned into. You know, like I said, we were doing it for fun and everything, but actually right now the wife is in there developing the spreadsheet to put down all of the bets because I haven't had a check on it in the last 2 hours or so, but, you know, we've had a tremendous amount of people, throw their name in the hat, and you ought to. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a good prize, but it's really fun, you know, and she appreciates the attention too, so.
Well, do you guys know if it's a boy or a girl yet?
It is a girl.
Okay, have you thrown around any names, or are you going to wait till you see her?
We have a name. Superstition prevents me from telling you, so.
Okay. So you don't see the bride before the wedding, and you don't name the baby before she's born. So that definitely makes a whole lot of sense. And folks, I tell you, the one thing about Baxter's Original that everybody needs to know, these guys actually compete. Now, they're not a wood company that goes out and hangs out with other barbecue teams because they don't know how to cook barbecue. Baxter's Original have a Baxter's Original competition team, and I have been to the GBA, FBA, and KCBS, and I've seen them compete in all three types of event. And folks, when y'all competing again?
We actually were very fortunate, and Aaron, who's on the phone with us now, is actually the newest member, official member of the team. He competed with us for the first time down at the Suwannee Live Oak Festival and actually got us to the stage with his chicken out of, 83 pro teams I think we had down there. It was just, a massive competition. So to get to the stage there was just huge. And, much credit to him on that. He also came with us last weekend. We competed at the Georgia State Championship up in Fort Valley. We made it to the stage there, taking 10th in the state with our pork loin. My little brother David headed that up and did great with that. So we don't have one on the books right now. I got a baby coming before we book something else out. Tentatively, we're looking at a FBA competition in Jessup, Georgia, in the middle of October for our next cook. But we made a huge investment in the cooking team. You know, we brought Aaron on board. He's all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, and you know where we are. So he's 2.5 hours away from us. So when you start, and my brother is also about 3 hours north of us. So when you start putting together a team that stretches 6 hours apart just to get together, you've got some guys that really give a damn about getting out there and cooking. Because it's not easy, and so hopefully in Jessup we'll do the FBA. But we've made a big investment. We've purchased a new trailer to house our cooker and to house ourselves when we go to the competition.
Man, I just caught a little bit, man. I don't know. You made me feel all special. I don't even know how to handle it.
Now, Bud, I'm going to tell you, I'm a pharmacist, and I'm going to give you a prescription for those feelings right now. I just want you to reach down and grab another one of them great big beers there. Pour it up, and let me know when you got it poured up, and all three of us going to raise our beers, and I want everybody, I'm going to do a big 1, 2, 3, and let's hear you say, I really love you, man.
Well, let's get that 1, 2, 3 on the road.
I want to invite Baxter's Original for not much money. We started the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League, and we're moving into starting, and we've already announced the launch of it as the National Barbecue League, which you know, we're going to try and do a national thing, not trying to take over states, but, you know, these people want a big national sanctioning body. We're going to try to compete a little bit with national sanction bodies. But, you know, I feel like Fruit of Woodchunks has really moved into the KCBS kind of heavy. And, you know, for almost nothing, we'd like to make you, Baxter's Original, our primary wood sponsor, tit for tat of the National Barbecue League and the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League. And then we've got a big deal that we're going to go talk about on Monday. And if we can work things out, we'll let you put Baxter's Original on our trailer, on our shirt. And we're already sponsored by Backwood Smokers. And so we'd like to get a little trio of companies going together that cookers out there can follow with the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League and the National Barbecue League. Guarantee that if you fall in to this course of action that we're going to give you, Backwoods Smokers, Pit Bulls Up and Smoke Online Barbecue School, and then Baxter's Original Woods. And if you put them three together, Danny Kugel will teach you how to cook. Baxter's will give you the wood you need to put with your charcoal if you got a gravity smoker, which, you know, we're pretty high on gravity and insulated cookers, and then and then put Backwood Smokers with that. That is a team, a combination of championship. You're probably going to have a good chance at top 10. You know, when it gets to the best tools, which I've talked about, Baxter Woods, Pit Bulls Up and Smoke Online Barbecue School, Backwood Smoker, and, you know, you have to say Wagyu brisket. I mean, I've seen now, you know, Walmart briskets, and we had a guy that had a homemade brisket, you know, for somebody who's got their own butcher shop. And Wagyu, by and large at far, that's the only brisket to use in barbecue competition, to come out with a brisket. And you know, I have to go one more. Adam Cosmo and Butcher, you know, I have to pick Butcher. Butcher is going to be BNTL and National Barbecue League pick, and we want to put Baxter's Original up there with Butcher, Pit Bulls, and Backwoods. Folks, if you'll plug in to those four things, it'll help you greatly in all the BNTL and National Barbecue League contests. And how would you guys feel about teaming up with some companies that we endorse as we bring forward these sanctioning bodies?
Darryl, we'd be absolutely honored. I don't know if you've spoken with Danny and Pitbull in the last week or two, but we've picked him up. We are his newest sponsor as far as the wood goes. I know he's cooking down in Alabama this weekend, but we got Terry McKay at Getter Smoked is working on the logos as we speak to go on the side of Danny's trailer with Pit Bulls Up and Smoke to help us to promote Baxter's. We're all on board with that. Like I said, Terry McKay, you know, he's our guy. He's going to the Jack, representing Florida at the Jack. You know, he's cooking on Baxter's. We got Dwight Sumner down at Q Fused out of Florida as well, cooking on our product and doing quite well. And then we got Gary and Dion Lanton and out of the right up the road here in Georgia, cooked a lot with them in the GBA last year. And I believe those guys are probably filming the newest episode of Pitmasters right now, you know, as we talk, and they're cooking on our product. So
well, we just had them on the radio about 45 minutes ago, and I can unequivocally say that they've got the Pitmaster bus there, and Gary and Dion were sitting about 20 feet in front of it, in front of their pit and everything. So, folks, on Barbecue Pitmasters, Gary Landon will be cooking with Baxter's Original Woods. And,
right.
Folks, stick with products that get results. And, you know, I know that there's other companies that got a lot of money to stay in front of everybody's eyes, and I'm not going to say that they're not a good company. They might very well be. But just one slight point I'd like to make out to you, Baxter's Originals are actually competitors on the circuit, and I think there is an unspoken rule, if you'll agree with me on this. Competitors need to support competitors. And if you got a competitor out there that's got a Class A product like Baxter's Original, if Danny Kugel's using you, then you've got to have something going on, because I'm pointing to him as one of the best barbecue competitors in the world right now. His school, unequivocally, is top of the line. You buy it once, you've got it for life. He won a grand champion when we actually shot it, and now he has chosen Baxter's Original as his barbecue wood. So that says volumes about what they got going on. So, you know, boy, I'll tell you what, isn't it weird how karma works? We hooked up with Danny. You hooked up with Danny. It seemed like Danny's got a little power circle going around him. The little barbecue gods are working with him, and it's just big, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, we've just what we've seen happen, you know, in the course of the last 6 to 8 months is above and beyond, you know, our wildest dreams with the way this thing started. And you're right. It's about key people. It's about, you know, it's about doing the right thing. It's not, you know, I don't want to say it's not about money. We're all in it to try to make a living. You know, we like to live nice, you know. We don't want to eat rice for dinner every night, but we also don't want to eat barbecue every night. But, we're out there doing it, and we're working hard. You know, most of these guys have a day job. You know, I still have a day job, and, you know, it's hard work, but, it, you know, it's paying off. And we've been at it for a couple of years now. And it's going to pay off for all of us. And, I can't think Terry McKay would get her smoked enough. I mean, he's the one that said, hey, you know, Danny, we're using this. We're doing great. You know, why don't you check out Michael and the Baxter's Original. And, you know, he's been a huge help to us. But, you know, he's kicking ass, too. I mean, he's been take off to the, you know, the Jack. And I wouldn't be a bit of surprised if Florida takes home their first, you know, world title. You know, so it's
good. Man, I'll tell you, he won the FBA last year.
That's right. He did that last year. You know, he was cooking on our product then as well. But you know, he's taking it to a whole other level. And you know, a lot of the companies that you mentioned there with Butchers and with Cosmos and all of the products are just, you know, they are what people are using, and the reason people are using them is because of the results. It's you know, it's been proven. It's not a speculative thing. It's you know, it's a proven method that gets you to the stage and gets you your trophies and gets you your wins. So
it is. And you know, I'm so thankful to have barbecue superstars. And folks, it's an honor to me every day to be able to work with barbecue superstars and support you guys. And, you know, if you're a barbecue competitor out there, I love you. And this is your stuff. I mean, you're welcome to come here. We've got radio shows 7 days a week. We've got a bunch of radio hosts who are all competitors. We don't have anybody on here who's just a DJ or a radio host. Everybody that's on here is currently competing in barbecue, and we support the barbecue competitors because, you know what, a competition's not a competition till the teams move on, like Baxter Original Barbecue Team. And so I'm trying to build something that brings dollars, money and support back to teams that spend that $1,000, $1,500 a week to do this magic thing we call barbecue. And we really appreciate y'all coming on tonight. And how could somebody go about buying, and tell us about the weights and the different sizes that your wood comes in?
Daryl, I'd love to. What I'm going to do, though, if you don't mind, I'd like to let Aaron, we got Aaron Smith on the phone. Like I said, he's come on as our director of marketing. He's building us right now a beautiful new website that is going to, you know, solve a lot of the issues that we've come to fruition in the last few years. You know, he's fixing that for us. He's fixing to put us right there where we need to be at the front of the action. So if you don't mind, I'll spill over and let him talk to you about that for a minute.
Hey, Daryl. Yeah, man, we're definitely looking. There's currently, if anyone wanted to place an order right now, the website is baxtersoriginal.com. There, you know, there are some things with seeing growth and seeing how this company has grown, and even just in recent times grown, there's been a need for something new. So we are working on, you know, just building a new website, seeing something that's a little bit cleaner, a little bit of fun, but yet still providing everything out there for you. The sizes of boxes come easy. We go anywhere from what to a 1.5 to 2 pound bag of chips to up to a 20 pound box of chunk. You know, so if you can pick from whatever flavors you want, whatever types of wood, hardwood, fruit wood, whatever you need, just, you know, place an order right there online, and we send them out.
Let me ask you, do y'all have any grape wood?
I do have a stash of grape wood here at the house that I play with. We do not offer it for sale. I have used it probably 5 or 6 times and cooked here at the house playing around. It hasn't struck me as something that would be in demand. So,
you know what really trips me out is I've seen 2 or 3 places where people have actually used grape wood to cook a contest, and I just couldn't imagine seeing a grapevine that big. That's something that would be hard to produce on a regular basis, wouldn't it?
Yes, I would think so, most definitely.
Well, and not to mention that, you got it's not a really a hard wood, really, if you're coming from that. So it's something that it's not gonna last long. It's gonna burn up pretty quick, and it's not gonna smoke real good, and that's kind of one of the issues with it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and I was, you know, I've been researching some woods, and I seen one place that said there's 60 different types of oak wood, and then I seen another place they said there was 600 types of oak wood. And of course, there's only really red and white oak, but they say black oak is just red oak with black bark on it.
Yeah, black oak really, is all it is.
Yeah, now black oak's really not that good to use, is it? Or is it?
I have no experience with black oak.
I've used blackjack oak for a lot of years, smoking and just doing stuff at home. It's not, I mean, blackjack oak isn't bad. It's a good wood. It lasts a while. But it's pretty strong.
Okay, so it'll put a deep flavor in it.
So you don't use a whole lot of it as you're going in, because it is a pretty strong, it's not a very mild flavor like you get with a lot of other woods. So,
now,
I mean,
well, we found out through research that pecan's actually a hickory, and I didn't know that. And you know, what difference between like shagbark, hickory, and pecan? I mean, pecan burns more like a fruit wood, doesn't it?
In my opinion, yes, it does. Pecan is light. I mean, if you're cooking poultry, I don't think there's anything better on the planet, in my opinion. And also, you know, when I'm cooking pork, I cut 50-50 pecan with my peach. So, I mean, I absolutely love it. I'm a little bit biased. You know, I grew up in South Georgia. I grew up with, you know, picking up pecans out of the yard, you know, to help pay the taxes on the house. So, I've just grown up with it. It's a flavor I'm familiar with. It's a wood that I love. But I think, you know, I think it's phenomenal. I think I'm a little bit spoiled because we're here in the middle of it, like we are. You get out of the southeast, you don't have the mass of it, you know. And a lot of the orders that we get for pecan, you know, they go out to California, or they go farther up north, or even out to the Midwest, where they don't have the luxury of these, you know, huge pecan orchards or having one in the yard like we do down here. It's a great wood. I can't say enough about the pecan tree, man. Just, you know, it's phenomenal.
Now, what's the difference between burning a pecan shell for flavor and burning the pecan wood? Do you guys sell shells? I know there's some people who tried that for a while.
We do not sell shells. I was approached by a gentleman out of the Seattle area a couple of years ago, and he asked, you know, if I sold shells. And I literally, you know, had to ask him. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And he was like, well, we use pecan shells. And he was talking about smoking some fish, and I believe it was some salmon from up in the area. And I said, you know, no, I'm not familiar with it. I personally wasn't, you know, raised using them. I never had heard of it at that point in time at all. I tried it after that. You know, we have a lot of nut processing facilities, you know, right here, you know, within 10 minutes of the house. We have two. And so there's these giant piles of pecan shells. And so I went over there and I said, you know, what do you do with these pecan shells? And the guy's like, you know, I don't use them. Take all you want. And I, you know, so I come back on. I'm like, wow, is there a market for pecan shells? You know, what do we do with these things? And so the first thing I did is, you know, start cooking on them. And I didn't like it. So
got a bitter taste. Have you ever chewed on a piece of it?
Yeah,
oh,
it's very
man,
bitter, and that's where you get that bitter smoke come out of them too.
Yeah, you want to get. I wanted to get it out of my mouth as quick as possible. So.
Oh wow! So hey, that was a failure there. Don't get pecan shells. I wondered about that. And, I didn't mean to cut you off a minute ago, Aaron. Go ahead. What was you going to say a minute ago? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we were good. I think we're right down to just talking about how what we're doing. We got a lot of things planned in the future, in the near future. Since I've had an opportunity to come on as director of marketing, we're looking at really trying to get out and about, just get a lot of new, fresh things out there, try to offer some unique ways to be able to pick up and get wood. Our goal, honestly, is to be able to allow anybody, any average Joe, honestly, to be able to fire up a smoker and understand how to use a smoker and understand how to use the wood and understand how to get that amazing smoke, low and slow flavor that they can get in their own backyard. Granted, we want to be a supplier for every competitor out there as well, but it's really just we want to be there for everybody. So we're looking at some unique ways of being able to provide a service to make it easier to get that.
Now, folks, a 50-pound box, if you do it this way, now here's another suggestion. Of course, we like Royal Oak. Royal Oak charcoal, to me, as far as a clean burn, non-chemical, good penetrating smoke in a gravity-fed or backwoods, Royal Oak, and then a 50-pound bag of Baxter's Original for your flavor, because you're not going to get that deep hickory or that deep fruit wood taste that you can get with a Baxter's Original in your charcoal. So get you some Royal Oak and then get you a 50-pound bag. And always buy a 50-pound bag, folks, because when you get down here to this 1 pound, 2 pound, 5 pound, they probably make more money on that. But I think you get better bang for your buck for a 50-pound. This is my own personal belief. And it'll last a long time. Now, you'll use 30 bags of Royal Oak before you use that 150-pound bag of flavor wood. And Baxter's
exactly.
Original is the place to definitely get your flavor wood. And if anybody has any questions about flavor woods or which one's the best or anything, happy to get a hold of you, Baxter, to ask you some serious questions.
Well, the best way is you can email us. It's baxtersoriginal@gmail.com. You can feel free to call me on my cell phone anytime. I'm at 770-846-4537. That's the number on the home page of the website. That is my cell phone. If you do not get me, you will get a return call within a matter of an hour. Aaron is also totally available, at any point in time. So there is nothing that we like more than to talk about, talk about barbecue and answer questions. And if you bring up something that we don't know about, then we're going to ask you some questions because we're on a quest for knowledge like everybody else out there on the circuit. So.
Man, that sounds good. Aaron, is there a few words you want to say as marketing director for Baxter before we go?
Oh, we're good right now. We're on the right track. I mean, that's our goal is to be on the right track to put a product out that everybody's going to love. We're looking forward to keep your eyes open. If you go to baxtersoriginal.com tonight, make sure you go back to baxtersoriginal.com next week. Place a new order on the new website. That's the only thing that we've got. The new website is going to be fantastic and make it a smooth, fun process.
Man, I'll tell you now, service, selection, sounds like Walmart, but it's a company called Baxter Wood, and we'll put it up there and equate them with just anybody in the business, and we're going to put them down as our featured wood producer on BNTL and NBL, and we're trying to put together the best for all the barbecue cooks because when we come out and we start doing sanctioning contests. Now, folks, I'm never going to go out and start an original contest. We're looking for people who already have contests that might not have been satisfied with the service they got or else would like to try something a little bit different. And, I just like to point out one fact that I really believe, since I've been in this for just a little while, is that we'll never have a true world championship until you have GBA, NBN, and KCBS on the same competition at the same time and not going head-to-head with the four categories, going head-to-head with what each one cooks best. So seven categories, but you only have to do three, and we'll offer the NBN, GBA, and KCBS all in the same place. Do four. Do the KCBS, and then let the MVN do theirs with whole hog, shoulder, and ribs, and then we'll offer a pork loin category so the GBA can come in and do ribs, pork, and pork loin. So guess what? Everybody gets the best they can do. We line the judging room up with judges. We put cameras in the judging room, cameras at the drop-off, and then we scan everybody's scorecard at the end of the contest so that you can go back, look at the judging in the judging room, go back to your scorecard, see what was written. Was it changed? Was it altered? Was it a 9 that was changed to a 6 at some point? Or was it a 9 that was written down as a 6? You could verify all that with our contest, because I believe that people spend $1,000 or $1,500 a contest deserve that sort of verification. We don't want anybody at a National Barbecue League contest scratching their head afterwards and said, I turned in the best barbecue I ever turned in. I got 4 9s and 2 6s, and I got no idea what just happened in there. We're going to let you see your scorecard, so then you can go back and say, oh, well, I got 4 9s and 2 6s because they wrote down on the card that they felt like it had starter fluid in it, or, you know, let's get a little, because, you know, my personal belief is if you're a team out that spends $30,000 to $50,000 a year, you deserve verifiable results and know what's going on once the contest is over. And so that's the premise of my whole sanctioning body. And we appreciate you guys coming on. And Baxter's Original, all I can say is I hope you sell more wood and get – how much wood have you got? I mean, if somebody was to come up, you know, 5,000 people said they each wanted a 50-pound sack, could you handle it?
$50 million, you can have the whole stack.
That's a barbecue superstar. Oh, my God. No wonder you got a marketing business. He's got to sell some wood over here. Any final words before we go, Baxter?
Thank you so much for having us back on, Daryl, brother. You're doing a service to the barbecue community, and we're glad you invited us on to be a part of it again tonight. I hope you have a couple more cold ones.
Oh, man, we're going to do that. How about you, marketing director? Anything before you go?
We definitely appreciate the opportunity, man. It's been something we're really anxious to see. More growth for you, for us, for everybody that's involved, and hopefully just keep moving forward, keep pressing on, and see Baxter's Original hopefully on Pitmasters as a competing team, just wearing them all out. That's the goal.
Hey, that'd be great, man. If you're out there tonight, we're going to play Red Solo Cup, and we'll get out of here. And so everybody out there, man, get your favorite beer, and let's drink one more on Beer Night Out, on Baxter Night Out, on Barbecue Superstars. Let's all have a good time on the way out. And look, folks, go down to your local college football game tomorrow. Doesn't matter if you're number one in the country. Hey, Louisiana Raging Cajuns beat Arkansas last week, so you never know what team you're looking at. It might be one that'll take them to the house, and they're a 3A or a 4A division college team. So go out and support your local team and drink you some little more beer, wine, whiskey, wood-soaking whiskey, or whatever you got. This is Daryl Barbecue Superstar. We're out.
Cheers.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, because you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Woo!
Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo.
Superstars Network Production.